Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Interview with Daniel Pascual, Clock Villa Campesina, about the mobilizations in Guatemala. Popular indigenous, peasant, feminist, student, and urban organizations of Guatemala are mobilizing to demand a change in the political and economic system of the country in response to the evidence found about the acts of corruption within the government involving retired military officer President Otto Pérez Molina just before the national elections. Real World Radio interviewed the member of the Peasant Unity Committee and La Villa Campesina Central America, Daniel Pascual, to know more about the origins and subsequent consequences of these mobilizations. Parliamentary and presidential elections are scheduled to take place on September the 6th in Guatemala. The peaceful march called for by the Social and Popular Assembly for today, Thursday, would be attended by thousands of people, according to Pascual, with the confirmation of the participation of several sectors in the first national strike, especially in the capital city, against Otto Pérez Molina and corruption in general. Citizens, peasants, students, business people, parents, public and private officials are participating in the protest, which will include a strong rejection to the official political class and the support to the Public Prosecutor's Office and the International Commission Against Impunity in Guatemala. About this, Daniel Pascual said in the interview that the corruption crisis burst in several state spheres, from the presidency, the National Civil Police, Congress, and the social security system. For instance, former Vice President Roxana Valdetti, accused of being the head of the custom fraud structure, is currently under preventative detention at the Santa Teresa's Women Detention Center while her case is solved. The peasant leader said that the elections to take place in September lack legitimacy since several electoral regulations have been violated after campaign finance was linked to the acts of corruption.